Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
He's wrong. I need to focus. Okay. Focus, Evangeline. Now is not the time to... We can't fall apart now, damn it. The benefactor. They chose you for a reason. They know what they're doing. It's not all your fault. And even if it is, you cannot fall apart. Don't!
Son, you're making me late.
Sorry, is this the bus to Ordinary High School? I overslept because I went to this party after school in the quarry, but then this time traveler who's like my babysitter got upset and took me to this pocket dimension by time porting, which isn't as much fun as you would think. Oh, and then she showed me all the people I could have been, and I have been, and they all died, and I'm the only one left, and if I die, then we all die, which is a lot to take in. And then no one woke me up this morning, and usually I would get a ride with my older brother, and I sort of ditched him after school yesterday, so we haven't talked about it, and I thought I'd be grounded, but no one yelled at me or told me I was in trouble, so... Oh, and I may have screwed everything up, because what if that's the one thing I was supposed to do, you know? To not kill us all!
Honey, this is the right bus. Get in before you make me late.
Thank you.
And honey, maybe you shouldn't do so much pot before bed.
Yeah. Good idea.
Okay, so if I take AP Calc and AP History, that would mean AP Psych is off the table, but regular Calc? I could take that, just do a math class in college, and get early psych and history out of the way, because let's be real, who can pass AP Calc? Oh my god, I wouldn't be in this mess if Wiss would just stop distracting me with things that are absolutely impossible. What the...
Sorry, coming through! Excuse me! Laura!
Save it. Laura is what my friends call me, not people who follow their libido to a party they have no business being at.
But I didn't go because of Ashlyn, I went because of Chad.
Oh, there's a plot twist. He's looking for you, by the way.
He's got answers I need. Someone else knows, Laura. Someone who knew before Evangeline got here.
Well, you'll have to ask Evangeline after school. Unless you're grounded forever.
No! My dad didn't... Ian and I got back from a dream dimension, and it's like Dad didn't even know... I've got to find Buck. No one was home this morning, and I've got to go train.
Whoa. Well, we've got first period in a couple minutes, so...
What's the point? If I don't figure out what I should be doing to stop what Evangeline is convinced will be an apocalypse, it doesn't matter what AP classes you take.
You heard that?
I hear everything. Everything. And I'm trying to block it out, which you think would be easier once you get used to the boring crap people say to get through their lives.
What else can you do?
Laura, I don't know. That's why I've got to skip class. Maybe there's something different. Something the hundreds of different me's of the past. Oh, I gotta tell you, I was a Mexican wrestler.
What?
There was this vault Evangeline showed me, hundreds of ghosts of memories.
But you've never been a Mexican wrestler.
No. Of my different timelines. Of all the timelines that failed.
Oh. Did you see any of my timelines?
No, you're lucky. You're just you.
Yeah. Super lucky.
Okay, I've got to go find Evangeline.
No, you don't. You and your dire needs can wait 5 minutes. Your magic babysitter's got to think about someone other than Wes Whitaker.
Wait, why? She's my magic babysitter.
Well, she's the entire school's guidance counselor, not just yours.
Files and files and files. Her name should be in here somewhere, even when he's not a teenager. There should be a note, a recollection, but I can't seem to find it. Laura, what can I do for you?
Hi, I have an appointment.
This really isn't a good time.
Oh, are you going all beautiful mind on us?
Is that a reference?
It doesn't really land if you call it out. Look, I know you're like this weird time traveler.
Not time travel. Timekeeper. I'm much less linear.
Cool. I don't care. I'm just trying to get into a good college.
Why? Nothing is promised. The world could end at any second.
Well, but since there's no evidence of that being an actual occurrence, how about you help me?
And my files are completely ruined. Ruined.
Is this a manic episode? I get like this on my third all-nighter. I'm guessing you're on, like, week three with no sleep?
Sleep and food only get in the way of my greater purpose. The benefactor abolished my more basic functions when I became a timekeeper.
That sounds awful. But I would give my left kidney to get into a good college with average grades and a decent essay. So, how about...
What do you know about Ashlyn August?
I know that she doesn't have immigrant parents who are incredibly demanding.
Where is she from?
We're not really friends. She seems fine, but she stays in her lane, I stay in mine. I'm a good driver. Can I put that on my college applications? Do you think they care about that? Do you think?
She has to be an anomaly. Some sort of time blip from Michael's disappearance.
Michael? Wes's imaginary friend, Michael? He was real?
This doesn't make sense. Beyond impossible, there's no way—
Evangeline! Listen, you've got a lot going on, but I need this. I need you to help me, because you took the stupid job that decides my future in whatever is happening with Wes and his stupid powers. I've still got to get an education and get out of here. So can we focus? Wes will be fine. He's got you. I've got no one.
Wes doesn't have me. Not all of me. It seems that I've lost some of my memories. And you need to help me get them back.
Raleigh? Yo, Earth to Raleigh!
What? Oh, you. Did you all just forget to wake me up this morning? My alarm didn't go off and I went looking around the house, but the only person still home was Mom, and... Well, you know I hate it when you leave me alone with her.
Did she give you a ride?
No, I took the bus.
Instead of asking
Look at that! Change of subject!
You're gonna have to talk to her at some point.
You and Buck have taken up the duties of good children. I'll let you keep the gold star, since I'm already the problem child. I could have sworn I'd be on lockdown. Or severe punishment. More trouble than I was already in, at least.
You should be, for ditching us.
Yeah, I know, I'm the worst. So, is Dad taking the silent approach? Or are my sins just too terrible he has to come up with a better punishment?
Buck didn't tell him anything.
You're kidding.
Said you were with me and him the whole time.
Coach, brother? Stickler for the rules, won't do anything to jeopardize his job, perfect child, brother? That makes me nervous.
Mm-hmm.
Dad's anger is way better than Buck's blackmail. Though, nothing's worse than your silent treatment.
Do you have a plan?
I have class in a minute. I would have skipped to train, but Laura is commandeering my life coach.
For all the stuff Evangeline says, what's your plan?
I don't know, Raleigh. I wasn't planning for college, let alone the end of the world.
You need control. You need to be able to handle this, all of this. You're thinking too small.
I'm really not. E, that's Evangeline. That's where we were yesterday. She showed me, I don't know, my life? All the different me's that I could have been. All the different me's that have failed. It was a lot.
You should have brought me with you.
Yeah, I know.
Doesn't matter. Sounds like big stuff. So, I have some ideas to help you think bigger.
You... What do you mean? You don't have your memories. Where did they go? Aren't they like, your whole purpose, remembering Wes fun facts?
It's not as if I forgot them of my own volition. I can't just eat a handful of blueberries, go under hypnosis, track them down. They are gone, missing, Everything is tangible, Laura.
Then why do you need me to help you get them?
Because you're special, Laura. Besides, I need someone to come with me, help me look.
Okay. I bought that you're some sort of weird time traveler.
This, Laura. I am not a time traveler.
Whatever.
Say timekeeper.
Oh my gosh. I went along with the fact that somehow, some way, Wes has got these weird powers. I even went along with the fact that, as per usual, the whole world is catering to this white boy. But now you lost your memories? And I can help you find them? Because everything is tangible.
Yes.
Because they're like actual marbles you lost. Marbles that could help you save my friend's life. My life? I knew it. I knew it would somehow all come back to stupid West, his messy life, and I'll have to come in and help him. So I'm gonna help him.
Laura, this isn't what-
No. You know what? I came here to make plans for my future, and it looks like part of those plans are going to be saving the future. That should look good on a college resume, right?
It looks stupid.
You look great.
You know, I don't need armor or anything. I've got rhino skin now. It's like almost impenetrable.
We should do tests. See what can hurt you.
What are you? That's like every science sidekick's method.
I'm not a sidekick.
Then come up with better ideas.
Knock, knock. Hello?
Do you have rhino pheromones or something now, too?
Shut up. Get this stuff off me.
Can I come in?
No! You know, all the other sidekicks made it easy for the heroes to get out of their stupid suits.
I'm not a sidekick.
What are you guys doing? Are you looking at a suit of armor?
Oh, yeah. Just helping my brother with a project for history.
Shut up.
It was a combined class credit.
Oh, neat. So, Wes, I've been looking for you.
For me?
Yeah. I didn't see you after the quarry party, and I was just wondering what was taking you so long.
Long? So long to do what?
To ask me out, silly.
Wow. You're direct.
I thought I was being too vague.
You're into me?
He's not even the superior brother.
Thanks, Peanut Gallery.
I'm just saying. I'm right here.
I don't know. Something about you. Jumping into the pit to save your brother. Beating up Chad. I love a guy who's willing to protect with his whole heart.
That's Wes. All heart. Very little brains.
Hey, buddy, let me have this. That's just my brother. You know, my little brother from the rhino pit. You remember?
Of course. I mean, if you're not into me, I'll just...
No. No, I'm into. I'm very into. I'm just shocked. I'm a little in shock. You're really pretty.
So, it's a date?
Yeah. You and me. A date.
Fine. Maybe you hit your head on the journey in.
No, impossible. Timekeepers no longer have the same psychological resistances that humans do.
So you're not human?
I'm like a modified human.
Like a robot?
No, look, we're getting off topic.
No, in order to understand the problem and formulate a hypothesis, lady, I need all the information.
Well, that's unfortunate, girl, because there will be some things you could never understand.
I'm not stupid.
I didn't say you were stupid,
necessarily. If you want me to help, then give me all the information. Otherwise, we're both just going to be spinning our wheels as the world ends. And that's it. It's over. For me. And you... What happens to you?
I know it has to be done, Laura.
Okay, then what? Oh, my God. This is exactly what I'm talking about. You need to give me more information. I can't read your mind.
I may not have access to my memories. Not within my own mind, but I think I know where they could be.
Oh, you had me speculating all this time.
I
can't, I'm so
it's
hungry.
There. I know it's there. I heard it. I grabbed one of the tapes, and I think the answer is there. But if I go back...
I am never getting into college. The vault thing. The Wes Whitaker Hall of Fame.
Did you?
Wes told me.
He shouldn't be telling...
you certainly weren't going to. Look, if the answers are there... You have to go back. And I'm going with you.
Wow, that was a lot.
Hey, don't you have class on lower campus?
Oh, don't think you're getting out of this. A date, huh?
It looks like I got game after all.
Totally. That's why you're walking around the back of the school to get to class.
Exercise.
Why? Are you still afraid of Chad? I think you've proven that you're definitely able to beat him down.
I've proven that when I'm around him, it makes me want to smash him into a million pieces, which is frowned upon when you're a superhero.
You wanted to change your destiny.
Murder isn't a great way to change destiny. Wait, is that...
Buck?
Shut up! Shut up!
Are you smoking?
Raleigh?
Wes?
You know those things are bad for you. They're gonna kill you if you keep smoking them every day.
Glad you decided to show up.
Yeah. Thanks for covering for me.
You know you're not getting off scot-free, right?
I didn't ask you to cover for me. I know what I was doing.
Yeah, ditching me. Skipping out on driving lessons.
They're not that important, Buck. We can do them some other time. I don't know.
You're gonna do me a solid, kid. Because you need to put your big boy pants on.
What? Why?
I'm moving out in 2 weeks. And I just want... I need to make sure that... Look, there are some things you gotta do.
Like burn everything under your bed?
No, moron. Like learn how to drive. Instead of telling Dad, I'll keep my mouth shut. As long as you back me up about moving, learn how to drive, and take care of Mom.
No.
Come on, Wes.
I can't do it, Buck. Ask me something else. I'll drive you. I'll move you. You'd be surprised at my strength these days. Seriously. I'll do anything else. Just...
I can't believe you. I've done this for so long. I've been the oldest, and I've done everything for so long, and you can't...
You're not the boss of me. I didn't make those choices. I don't have to pick up where you left off. You don't get control over me. You have no idea what my life is like.
Oh, please. You're in high school. What do you know about how hard life can be?
I'm the one who cares that our brother was being bullied. I'm the one going through a massive life change. I'm the one who hasn't peaked in high school and keeps trying to relive his glory days.
You think you're the only one people need stuff from? You think it's easy being the oldest? Having to make sure that you guys get to school, that you're fed, because Mom sure wasn't gonna. I'm sorry that I've made sure your basic needs were met so you could go on and have normal growing up problems while I stay stuck in a place I barely peaked.
Knock it off, guys.
No! Fuck!
I don't want to hurt you.
Well, the feeling is mutual.
What?
Stop it.
Calm down, Buck.
How are you so...
Wes, you're hurting him.
Buck!
You pinned me.
Freak accident. You're still my big brother.
I can't, Wes. I can't do this anymore. I need out.
Well, are you happy now, Timekeeper? Did making a mess help solve anything? Did it bring him back? No, nothing will. I knew that. Know that, and now, you idiot, you have to pack all these things up, close down shop, get ready for the jump.
The jump? Going somewhere? Leaving this mess?
I'll clean it up before I go.
That's not what I mean.
You know, Laura. You know better than everyone.
You can't just throw a tantrum.
I'm not throwing a tantrum. I'm an adult.
And then leave. Like we don't matter, just because we don't have him.
Laura, I don't know what to say. That's just not the way the world works.
Then let's do something. Let's change it.
Red Rhino is created and written by Megan Fitzmartin, directed and co-produced by Gloria Isley, and produced by Lenita Harless, with music composition and sound design by Eric Jorgensen. This episode featured Jesse Einstein, Hershey Wingler, Dylan Welk, Kimberly Woods, Kyle Tai, Thomas Hagena, and Nadia Vasquez. Thanks to Merry Mansion for our logo. Make sure to subscribe and join us in 2 weeks for the continuing adventures of Red Rhino.
You love podcasts. The stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.